The theme this year is about the riches of glory and of his inheritance of the saints.
我们今天的主题啊，神的基业在他圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And we are all saints, those who are set apart for his purpose.
我们都是为此蒙召被分别出来的圣徒。
And not only that, we are the children of God.
不仅如此，我们乃是神的儿女。
1 John 3:1 says, How great is the love of the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called the sons of God.
约翰一书三章一节说，你看父赐我们的是何等的慈爱，叫我们得称为神的儿女。
And that's what we are.
我们真是这样。
And John chapter 1 verse 12 to 13 said, Yet to all who receive him and those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born of not of natural descent, not of human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
凡是信他名的，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So today we're going to look at a passage that when Jesus was young.
今天我们来看一节圣经，是当耶稣还是年轻的时候。
We do not know a whole lot about Jesus' childhood.
关于主耶稣的童年，我们所知的很少。
From the time he was, his parents took him and settled in Nazareth to about 12 years old. The only thing that was said about him was he grew in wisdom and became strong.
关于约瑟和玛利亚他们住在拿撒勒一直到主耶稣十二岁，这当中所发生的事情我们所知道的很少，我们所知道的只有一点，就是他的身量和众人喜爱他的心不断的增长。
And the grace of God was upon him.
神的恩在他身上。
And then after the story there was also a gap of about 18 years.
当这事发生之后，然后又有一个十八年的空档。
And we know very little about that period of time either.
我们对这十八年同样我们是一无所知。
Only thing was that he grew in stature and wisdom and he was in favor with God and men.
那我们知道就是他的身量智慧都一同增长，众人喜爱他的心也在增长。
So today, in Luke chapter 1. Okay, so we're going to see today that Jesus' knowledge of God grew, and he was obedient to the Father's will, and he also is committed to the Father's Father's purpose.
我们知道我们今天来看主耶稣，他的智慧和身量一起增长，他以父的事为念，委身于父的旨意。
His parents went to Jerusalem every year for the feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast.
每年到逾越节，他父母就上耶路撒冷去，当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去。
So we know that Joseph and Mary were devout followers of the law.
我们知道说，约瑟和玛利亚他们对于律法都很虔诚。
And according to traditions, three times a year, all the males were expected to attend Passover, the festival of weeks, and also the festival of booths.
And 我们知道说，每年有三次，这个成年的男子都要去耶路撒冷过节。
And so in this particular situation, it is the Passover feast that they're attending.
这一次他们来过逾越节。
And the Passover feast is immediately followed by the feast of unleavened bread.
我们知道说这个逾越节就是在除酵节之后。
And it's a total of 7 days of celebration.
那有七天的庆祝。
And Jesus was 12 years old at the time.
那时候耶稣是12岁。
We don't know if Jesus actually went with Joseph and Mary every year.
我们并不知道说他是不是每年都跟约瑟玛利亚一起去。
But it seems to make sense. You know, according to tradition, Jesus was 12 then, and then the next year he'll be 13.
不过看起来是合理，耶稣那个时候12岁，他下一年就会是13岁。
Do you know what happens when Jewish boy turned 13?
你知道以色列的男孩子他们到12、3岁的时候，对他们有什么事情发生？
They become a bar mitzvah.
他们就被称为律法之子。
Yeah, so I always thought that that was a ceremony that they celebrate.
我以前觉得说那只不过就是举行一个仪式。
But I didn't really know that they are actually called bar mitzvah, which means son of the law.
我以前也不知道说他们确实就从此就被称为律法之子。
And that is when they were 13, they are now mature and they are responsible for following the law themselves.
就是从他们从13岁开始，他们有这样的成熟度，就到了说他们 有责任来遵循律法。So
maybe Joseph and Mary wanted to take Jesus to festival of Passover and let him experience it so that he would next year he'll be making his own decision.
也许约瑟玛利亚他们把耶稣带到耶路撒冷来过这个逾越节，也是来预备他。 到明年，耶稣就可以自己做决定，他要不要来过节。
We don't know that for sure, but in any case, this visit turned out to be very memorable.
我们并不是非常确定，但是我们有一点我们知道说，这一次访问耶路撒冷是非常可纪念的。
So when they finished the days, that would be 7 days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it, but supposing him to have been with the company, they went to a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances, so that they did not find him. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him.
守满了节期，他们回去。 孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道，以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲族和熟识的人中找他，既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。The
one word that came to mind was chaos.
让我想到的一个词就是混乱。
Imagine all the people from different areas of Judah going Israel going to Jerusalem.
你可以想象说那时候以色列全地的人都到耶路撒冷来。
They were probably traveling with a large group of friends and relatives.
他们都是大群大群的亲友和熟识的人都一起来。
So when they were done with the festival, they returned home, not knowing that Jesus lingered behind.
当他们过完节，他们回去的时候，他们开始并不知道耶稣没有和他们一起。
It wasn't until the end of the day when they, when probably Mary go to Joseph and said, "I thought Jesus was with you," and Joseph said to Mary, "I thought he was with you."
So, 我想象说，也许玛利亚就去问耶稣说。 问约瑟说，我觉得耶稣应该跟你在一起。然后约瑟说，我觉得耶稣应该跟玛利亚在一起。So
well, have you lost a child before?
你以前丢过你的孩子吗？
I saw nodding of head. I remember Julie lost kids before too.
我也记得说以前 Julie 曾经丢过她的孩子。
So there we have a protocol. So if you get lost, you know, go find, if it's in a store, go find someone who is at the counter and tell them that you're lost, and so they can announce on the PA system.
我们有这样的规矩哈，如果跟孩子说，如果你找不到爸爸妈妈，就要到那个柜台前面去，那他们可以广播，知道，好叫我们知道你在哪里。
So it must not have been just one time.
这个还发生了不止一次。
So, panic followed, and they turned back to Jerusalem to look for Jesus.
一定会有恐慌，所以他们就回到耶路撒冷去找耶稣。
So now, after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions, and all heard him was astonished at his understanding and answers.
过了三天，就遇见他在坐在教室中间，一面听一面问，凡听见他的都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
I don't know how the 3 days was counted, whether it was from the time they found Jesus was missing or from the time they got to Jerusalem.
我不知道这三天是怎么算的，是从他们发现耶稣不见了那个时刻起，还是后来当他们开始往耶路撒冷走。
But in any case, 3 days is a long time.
不管怎么样，三天都是非常长。
When you're missing your child.
如果丢了孩子的话，三天是太长了。
But praise the Lord, they found Jesus sitting among teachers. He was in the temple, sitting among teachers, and listening to them, asking them questions, answering questions, and they were all astonished at this 12-year-old.
感谢主，当他们发现耶稣的时候，他是在教师们的中间，在殿里，在教师们的中间，他一边听也一边问，众人都稀奇他有这样的聪明。
So, young people, this is like a seventh grader, Auntie Jean said, seventh grader.
以我们今天的年纪来说，十二岁差不多就是我们今天的七年级。
So sitting among the most learned professors in a room asking questions and answering questions. That's amazing.
好像就是一个七年级学生，他坐在全国最有学问的教授当中来回答他们的问题。
So how did Jesus get so smart?
那为什么耶稣有这样的智慧？
Immediately I thought, well, he is God, so he knows everything, right?
我马上就想到，当然他是神子，他是神，他知道万事。
But he's also fully man.
但他又是完全的人。
So in his humanity, was he using his divine nature to become smart?
在他的人性当中，他是诉诸他的神性来变得聪明吗？
I don't think so. In see,
我不觉得会是这样的。
In Philippians 2, chapters 2, verse 6 and 7, it talks about that he is, even though he is the same as God, he did not consider equality with God as something that has to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of man.
在腓立比书二章六到七节说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式，成为人的样式。
This emptied himself. What did he empty? Did he empty his divine nature?
这里说耶稣虚己，那么他倒空了什么呢？是倒空他的神性吗？
I don't think it's that, because Jesus said, I can call on 12 legions of angels to help him.
耶稣所倒空的并不是神性本身，因为耶稣自己也说，我可以立刻差遣十二营的天使来。
So, He emptied, I heard a lot of explanations, but this is one that I think I can accept.
对于我所领受耶稣所倒空的,
He laid aside the independent exercise of His divine nature.
他所倒空的乃是说他可以随时运用 他神性的权利。
So I say it again. He laid aside the independent exercise of His divine attributes.
所以我想再强调一遍, 主耶稣所倒空的乃是他放弃他可以独立运用他神性能力的权利。
Because He only does what His Father tells Him to do.
因为他只做父所吩咐的事。
So His emptying is to submit to the Father's will.
对,这一个倒空乃是顺服父的旨意。
And obedient unto death, even death on a cross.
顺服以至于死,死在十字架上。
So, Jesus gained knowledge as a human, just like we do, in His humanity.
所以当我们的主耶稣他获得这个知识的过程,他是选择用人一样的道路来获取知识。
So that He can be our example.
因此他可以成为我们的榜样。
So, in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul said we need to pray, we need to keep praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we can know God more.
以弗所书说,保罗祷告祈求,我们主耶稣基督的父荣耀的神,将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
Also in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16, it says, We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet has not sinned.
他凡事也像我们一样经受试探。
And so Jesus in His humanity gained wisdom the same way we gained wisdom by asking God.
耶稣在他的人性之中他来得到智慧,和我们一样是向神来求。
James said, If anyone lacks wisdom, He should ask God who gives generously to all without finding faults, and it will be given to them.
雅各说,你们当中若有缺少智慧的,乃是要来向神求。
But if we ask, we must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown by, blown around.
若是我们要来求,就必须要有信心,心怀而意的人,不要想从神那里得到神,他们就像被风吹来摆去。
So those people are like a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
心怀而意的,他们得不到什么。
So, in Hebrews it's also said, let us approach the throne of grace, with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of our needs.
希伯来书也是我们当存着充足的信心来到神的面前,求恩典连续做随时的帮助。
So to having the wisdom and to know what God's plan is for us is, we can use our Lord Jesus as an example.
耶稣可以做我们的榜样,我们怎样来明白神在我们身上的计划。
So, when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Son, why did you do this to us? Look, your father has sought you anxiously. Your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, Why did you seek me? Did you not know I must be about my father's business?
他父母看见就很稀奇，他母亲他说，我儿为什么像我这样行呢？看哪，你父亲和我伤心来找你。耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them.
他所说的这话他们不明白。
So in the original text, the word business was not there.
在原文里面，我父的事，原文当中并没有事这个字。
Its original text reads as, I must be about my father's.
原文当中只有我要在我父的事，没有那个事这个字，就是我和我父，我要关于我父的这件。
Yeah. So in different translation, the word business or the word house was added for clarification and as a, to complete the sentence.
翻译的时候为了使意思完整，我们会补上一个词，就是我父的事。那也有的翻译是我父的家。
And so if you read the Chinese Bible, it has actually both translation in there.
在中文的和合本里面把两种翻译都列出来了。
So the statement, I must be about my father's business.
我当以父的事为念。
We want to take a look at that and see, look at a couple of words. The first word is the word must.
我们来看这一节，那其中有一个字很重要，就是必须。
Must means that Jesus has no option. He has no choice. But
必须的意思就是别无选择。
And it is imperative that he must be about his father's business.
这是以父的事为念，这是别无选择的。
So that became, that sets the stage of how Jesus, when he comes out to do his public ministry, that sets the stage of what everything that he does and say.
当我们的主耶稣当他开始公开的侍奉，他所做的一切，他所行所教训的，都是按照这一节来展开的。
So it is amazing that at the age of 12, at this young age, he already knows that he is the Son of God, and his life purpose on this earth is to serve and to glorify and to fulfill the perfect will of the Father.
实在稀奇，我们主耶稣他在十二岁的时候，他就知道自己是神的儿子，而且他的一生乃是要荣耀父，要遵行神的旨意。
So let's take a look at what some of the things that Jesus said in the Gospel. So there are some other must statements. Luke chapter 4:43.
让我们来读福音当中一些的话，是我们主耶稣自己所说，来看为什么他用这个词叫做必须。
So he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose.
路加福音四章四十三节，但耶稣对他们说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我奉差遣原是为此。
His purpose was about his father's business.
他的意思是要照父的旨意。
Luke 9:22, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, on the third day be raised.
路加九章二十二节又说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
See, he said must again. The Son of Man must suffer many things.
这里又说到必须，人子必须受许多的苦。
He knew he had to suffer. He knew that he must be obedient unto death, even death on a cross.
他知道说他受这许多的苦乃是必须的。他知道他要至死顺服且死在十字架上。
Because that is the will of God.
因为那乃是神的旨意。
And Luke chapter 19 verse 9 verse 5 9 and 10.
路加19章5-10.
Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. And Jesus said to him, today salvation had come to your house, since he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
耶稣对撒该说：“撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。”Zacchaeus
is one man.
撒该是一个人。
And he's a tax collector.
他是一个税吏。
A sinner.
他是罪人。
But Jesus said, "For I must stay at your house today."
耶稣说：“今天我必住在你家里。”
So don't be surprised when God just wants to save a certain person. That person is the whole focus.
我们不要怀疑说，当主要拯救一个人，他全部关注在这个人身上。
So for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
因为人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Gospel of John 4:34. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and accomplish His work."
约翰福音4:34节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。”So
the will of God, the will of the Father, and the work that Jesus was sent to do.
所以这是按照父的旨意，按照神的旨意，耶稣来做成他的功。That's
his food, meaning that because food is our nourishment, and we need food to live. And his life, Jesus' life, his nourishment is from the will of God and accomplishing God's work.
耶稣以此来作为食物。 食物的意思就是作为营养，作为我们生命的能力。我们主耶稣他乃是以遵行父的旨意，做成他的功，来作为他的营养。John
5:19. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise."
约翰福音5:30节说：“我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。”That's
also why I think that when Jesus emptied himself, he didn't empty his divinity. He just laid down his right to exercise his divine nature.
所以这也是让我来理解说，为什么当我们说我们的主他虚己，他所倒空的不是他的神性本身，而是说他放下凭着他自己自主来行使这权利的能力。
John 5:30, "I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me."
我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判。So
you see that Jesus say that over and over and over again. He did not waver from this direction that the Father had given him.
我们看见我们的主他一再来强调，我们的主在这一点上他永远不会摇摆。John
6:38. "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me."
约翰福音第六章说，我来不是。 我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
Again, same thing. He did not. I mean, sometimes we, when at least for me, sometimes I think this, I think that. I probably have ADD, but sometimes I waver and my path is may not be straight, but. Here, Jesus just—he doesn't change in. He knows the direction he is, the path he is on, and the direction he's going. And this was given to him by the Father.
我们知道说，像我们在地上做人，我们常常照我们自己的意思，一会儿意思是这样，一会儿意思是那样。但是在我们主的身上，他一点没有动摇过，他只有一个意思，就是造父的意思。
And finally, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, which we are all very familiar with. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
最后我们很熟悉的马太福音26章39节那里，我们的主祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
So, Jesus' unwavering commitment to submit His will and to serve the Father started with a statement He made when He was 12 years old.
那我们的主定义放下自己来行父的旨意，而我们的主他在12岁的时候就已经知道。
I must.Be about my father's business.
我应当以我父的事为念。
So, what is God's business?
所以什么是我父的事？
I pondered about that.
我曾经来默想这一点。
I think God's business is people.
我觉得神的事乃是人。
It is not building wealth or have a church that has a big savings account.
它并不是说好像是一个建筑，或者说并不是说建立一个教会，他们有很多的存款。
It's not about a mega church.
也不是一个超级教会。
It's not about the numbers.Numbers. We a lot of time measure our success with numbers. How many people are attending the worship service? Are we doing okay? It's by numbers.
也不像我们很多时候我们所关注的就是有多少人会来。
Not that numbers are wrong.
并不是说数字有什么不对。
But if we focus on that, we wouldn't see the Zacchaeus of the world.
如果我们很关注这个数字大小的时候，可能那里有一个撒该，我们就会看不见。
And I think it is about ministering to people, caring for them.
我觉得父的事呢是要服侍人，乃是要关注人。
And it's about true to our calling.
要向着我们的呼召要忠心。
It's about discipling.
要教导人做门徒。
And knowing the purpose of which God called us, and having a laser focus to accomplish that purpose.
我们要知道说父召我们来的旨意，我们要摆上来成全这旨意。
It's about obedient to God's will, to the Father's will.
所以。我们需要来顺从父的旨意。
And as the Holy Spirit reveals the Father's will to us, we must be obedient to His calling.
当圣灵把父的旨意启示给我们的时候，我们需要来顺服。
And I say that it's about people because I don't know where the Bible says he does not want anyone to perish, but everyone coming to repentance.
我说父的意思心意乃是在人，因为他不愿一人沉沦，乃是愿人都得救。
The Father's business is also about his kingdom.
父的事也是在他的国度。
To miss a kingdom assignment because we have become too caught up with our own personal agenda.
有很多时候我们就是被我们自己个人的事物缠绕着，我们就是看不见神的国度。
And it's the greatest tragedy that we're facing in this world about me, me, me.
今天我们这个世界都是自我中心的世界，所以这就成为我们一个最大的悲剧。
An entire nation was saved, was grateful of how Esther responded without regards to her life.
我们知道当以斯帖他不以自己的性命为念的时候，整个那一国都得了救。
So, do you feel that our nation and our culture is actually in a tailspin, heading for a crash?
你知道，你是不是觉得说我们现在我们的国家、我们的文化已经在加速下坠，就马上就要坠毁了？
When we gather together, is it because we want to satisfy our needs to, for our enjoyment, or is it for our convenience? What should be our response?
当我们来这里到底是什么目的呢？我们就是为了满足自己一下，让我们有一点方便，还是有其他的？
There was a saying that says, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing.
曾经有一句话说，如果邪恶要得胜，只需要一件事，就是好人什么都不做。
We must be about the Father's business.
我们当以父的事为念。
Too many times we have become a spectator.
很多时候我们就是一个论断的人。
I want to bring up an example of a real person, someone who actually was one time among us.
我想说到一个真人真正的人，他在我们的当中。
She's actually still part of us, but you know she's graduating this year.
她已经毕业离开了我们。
Her name is Alina Lee.
她是 Alina Lee.
金石不是天使跟沈丽的女儿。
Daughter of 天使 and Casey.
She's taking a non-traditional path.
她走的路跟传统的不太一样。
So she's graduating this summer, but she's taking a year off.
他今年暑假毕业，但是他们要马上去找工作，他当中就有一年隔开。
She is going to from I think September, going on a 3-month short missionary assignment.
他九月份会去一个传道的旅行，大概是3-4个月。
I think a lot of you may have received a communication email from Alina, forwarded by from the church to you. And if you don't, let us know. We can send that to you.
也许你们当中有些已经收到那个邮件，就是介绍他的事工。如果你没有收到还想要的话，可以告诉我们。
Alina, when she was here. Together with a whole a lot of the young people through history through the past among us when they were growing up here in church, she focused on helping the youth group serving brothers and sisters.
当 Alina 她在我们当中的时候，就和很多前面的年轻人一样，她专注于来帮助年轻人。
I remember every time I ask her to serve, it's always yes. Unless she's already had other things to do, that she's committed to.
每一次当我邀请她来侍奉的时候，她总是说是的，除非说她已经有了其他的承诺。
I just want you to know that's not the only person that did that in our church in the past. A lot of them have done that. And it is truly a blessing to be working with those young people.
我要说，当然他不是唯一的一位这样做的，其实有前面有许多的年轻人是这样服侍的。
So, and I think this, you know, when we look at statistics of young people when they leave the church to go to college, now it's probably more than 50% of them leave their faith.
我们知道说，今天的统计告诉我们说，当我们的年轻人离开教会去大学的时候，不到一半的人能够持守他们的信仰。
But if you look at the little brothers and sisters, the young brothers and sisters that leave this church, the percentage of those who are serving while they're here, that they still stay in the faith, it's very, very high. I mean, I don't have the statistics, but they stay in the faith. They stay involved with campus ministries and things like that.
但有一点我可以确定，我也看见在我们教会当中，若是做一个真正侍奉的人，当他们离开教会的时候，他们持守信心的比例非常高。我没有具体的数字，但是这是我所看见的。
So, if you know, for the young people that are still here, we encourage you to serve in the church because it is God's blessing.
对于我们今天还在的年轻人，我鼓励你们来服侍神，这是一个祝福。
I want to say one more thing about the saying that the only necessary thing for evil to triumph is for good men not to do anything.
我还想再说一点，就刚才我说的那个邪恶要得胜，只需要好人什么都不做。
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3.
在创世纪十二章第三节。
It said, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
为你祝福的，我必赐福与他。那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
And this is first time God blessed Abraham.
这是神第一次来祝福亚伯拉罕。
And his first the first time he have a promise for Abraham.
这是最早的应许。
I say this because of the things that are happening in the Middle East, the conflicts.
我提到这些是因为今天世界在中东的冲突。
And so people say, oh, that's politics.
有人说那不过就是政治。
I'm not talking about politics. I think we can not worry about politics, but the fact that God said, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you.
我这里不是在说政治，我希望我们看见创世纪十二章那里的应许，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他， 地上的万族都要因你得福。
All politics aside, this country has always been on supporting Israel. But lately, it's amazing what our government is doing.
我们知道说，除了政治的因素以外，我们这个国家一直是支持以色列的，但是最近好像出现了一些的变化。
And God said it. He said, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse." So this is the word of God.
神的话摆在这里，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他。那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
He always fulfilled his promise.
神的应许是必定要成就的。
So, what's our position?
我们当站在怎样的位置？
Finally, one verse, Matthew chapter 7:21, and hopefully we're not the ones that Jesus was talking about. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven."
马太福音第七章二十一节说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, turn our heart and our mind towards you.
主啊，把我们的心来转向归你。
AndAlso teach us our role that you have chosen us to live out.
也来教导我们，叫我们活出你所教导的。
Help us to put your will and your purpose ahead of our own.
把你的旨意摆在我们前面。
Lord, we humble before you and ask you for direction and guidance.
主，我们在你面前谦卑自己，求你来指教我们。
And give us courage to live out the calling that we've been given for such a time as this.
让给我们勇气，让我们在如今的时代来寻求你的旨意。
We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。